Everything We Think We Know, Part 2. Attempting to assert its dominion through its knowledge of the world, while operating under the illusion of its separation from the world, the mind has blindfolded itself and tied its own hands behind its back. Even then, the mind offers its perceptions and judgment as infallible. Having divorced reality due to its craving for authority, our mind constructs models of what it imagines reality to be, based on its observations, previous experience, education, and conditioning, and relies on these models to conduct its life and interactions with the world. No matter how smart, vast, brilliant, or intelligent our mind, whatever model it sets up and relates to as the world can never be the full picture, never the actual world. We observed the world to be flat, believed it so, and lived in accordance with that model. Now, most believe the world to be spherical, and we live and operate in accordance with this model. There might come a time when we postulate the world to be neither flat nor spherical, but an amalgam of multiple dimensions. We will then need to adapt to that new paradigm. Newton's laws of physics were superseded by Einstein, then by quantum physics, and now by ever new theories. All that we once assumed to be fixed and solid, time, space, matter, light, are no longer so. Time is relative. The past and future are one. Light bends, speeds up, slows down. A solid wall is mostly empty space. It is solid only as long as we think and believe so. Knowing the wall is not solid, a yogi walks straight through it. Only in our heart's oneness with reality can we know reality. Meanwhile, relying on our mind's knowledge, everything we think we know, we actually don't.